Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi. Who dat? Cole. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Happy hump day. April 3rd to you. Hope it's going well. Seems like the bad weather has blown over. Got a little bit cooler, but beautiful. Absolutely beautiful day it is today in Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis Grizzlies back at it tonight. They're on the road against a Bucks team that found itself a loser last night. I had to check again. Yeah, that was the Bucks losing at the Wizards last night. So best believe they will be on high alert as they host the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. That's a 7 p.m. tip in Milwaukee. Of course, you can hear pregame here on 92.9 FM ESPN starting at 6:30. Tip at 7 with the great Eric Hasseltine. Grizzlies, big, big underdogs. We'll get to that. Women's college basketball is on fire, and we already knew that. But my gosh, were we still not blown away by the numbers that you saw for the Elite Eight game between Iowa and LSU. Mind-blowing. That's how big that was. Bronny James looking for a new home? You better call Black Tie Moving. Maybe LeBron doesn't. They probably got somebody. Stephon Diggs, also on the move. Can't wait to talk about the NFL today. The Chiefs moving? Perhaps. I doubt it. And then for all of our real artsy folks, Wicked starts at the Orpheum tonight. So I've got it covered. John Martin's here. He's got 8 jobs. We love him on this one, though. Brad, he's here, too. Producer ones and twos, executive producer on the ones and twos. Also program director. We're all here and accounted for.
I think the Bronny thing took on a life of its own. I don't know that he is actually in the portal. Like, Dick Hoops Weiss reported that, and it was wrong. Right, I think he's obviously considering it, because there's an opening. But I don't think he's there yet.
Well, LeBron said he's got tough decisions to make.
Right,
he didn't stop it last night when he had a chance.
No, you're right, he didn't.
Yeah,
he didn't. So. And it would be interesting to see, and I kind of wonder, would Memphis, get involved there? Because Memphis was involved the first go-around, if most people remember. So I would be interested to see if that would be something that took place. But anyway,
you talk about distraction.
That's one to watch. Absolutely.
I mean, it'd be the ultimate distraction, John.
Yeah, it would be. And he was not very good last year. So, and we could say, it might be because of the condition with the heart.
Well,
condition.
He didn't have the ball in his hands either.
Yeah.
By the time he's there, right? You got Boogie and the other kid, Collier.
Yeah, Isaiah Collier. Yep. Yeah. So that's definitely one to watch.
He'll be better than that.
Yeah.
If he's fully healthy, it looks like he is.
Yeah. Well, Jason, I do want to sort of correct the record here just a little bit. 8 jobs has now become 7.
7.
As last night was the final Field of 68 show for me this year.
Round of applause for the work you've done.
It is complete.
Emerging star, national star.
they're all moving to the Final Four this year. So for the rest of the week, so that'll do it for me.
Next year in San Antonio, you will be there.
I think that's the plan, man. I'd love to be there. I'd love to be in San Antonio.
One of the 100 most influential in college basketball, like our Wednesday guest.
That's right. Speak it into existence, like Mark Giannotto.
I already have
100 Silver Waves top 100 media, and then another top 100 media with Norton Hurd IV. That's our show today. So we have one top 100 appearance, and then we have another top 100 appearance, 11:25 at 1:25 here on the show. Looking forward to catching up with them. I did watch, just to give you a little recap before we get into over-under, I did watch the TNT game last night, the back half of the TNT match. It was a great freaking game.
Did you?
Great game. I mean, seriously, playoff intensity basketball between the Mavs and the Warriors. That was a freaking great regular season game. Mostly everybody played. The only guy that didn't play, I think, Lively didn't play, and then Kuminga didn't play. Everybody else was accounted for. Everybody else was there.
Draymond was great.
Draymond was, and you know who else was great? Chris Paul.
Really?
Chris Paul had a game that I haven't seen him have in a long time. Just coming off the bench and just making some timely shots and threes. I mean, it looked kind of like, his son's years were pretty damn good. And, the year they got to the final, it kind of looked like that version of Chris Paul last night. Mm-hmm. But Warriors win.
In doing so, they put, it's three games now between them and the Houston Rockets.
Yes.
So they've got 10 pretty much locked up.
Yes. So where are we on the, is it Lakers-Warriors still? Or
right now, but we can get to that later. Lakers only got a game and a half between them. And it's between them, Phoenix, and Sacramento. Phoenix and Sacramento tied right now. There's only a game and a half. So there's more, it's more likely the Lakers move up than it is Golden State falling back. Right now, yes, it's locked, LeBron and Steph.
Right.
I shouldn't say locked. That's what we're headed for.
Right.
But we got, six, seven games left? Some of these teams have seven. Some have six.
Yep.
And so Lakers, too, compared to what Phoenix has got, a much easier schedule, significantly easier. Lakers could still go up is my point. They're playing well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely right. So, anyway, we'll get into all that on the show today. Big NFL move that we'll touch on.
Oh, yeah.
David Jones spoke. We'll touch on that. All that's coming in the over-under.
It's Jason and John's over-under. Over. Over. Under. Under.
Yes, a blockbuster. Bills finalizing that trade for four-time Pro Bowler Stephon Diggs. Another Diggs in the state of Texas. This time, he's going to Houston for draft pick compensation. Touchdowns in our over-under for Stephon Diggs next season in 24-25, 7.5.
Over. Under.
Yeah, so that is the number. And I think
what
it's
a move.
I think it's appropriate. He had seven touchdowns last year. Eight touchdowns the year before that. He's joining an offensive attack that is pretty deep. Nico Collins, Tank Dell was before he got hurt, he was incredible. The tight end.
Schultz.
Yeah, Schultz is another weapon. They added Joe Mixon at running back.
Wow.
And obviously you have CJ Stroud. Diggs has fallen off relative to his peak in 2020. He's also 30 years old, and I think that's the key here. So if you want to be a top three elite wide receiver in terms of production, you got to be younger in this day and age. I have some numbers for you. So elite top three wide receiver production, the average age of those players, 26.8. 26.8 years old. 85% of qualifiers were below the age of 30.
Well, don't tell that to Keenan Allen and Mike Evans.
So as the years
be in that range.
As the years go on, wide receivers in terms of absolute tip-top production are trending younger. And by the time they reach 30, they do not really meet that criteria anymore. And so I think for Stephon Diggs, look, it mattered. It was a move that mattered. Don't get me wrong. It was a move that made the Texans better. I don't think the Bills are crying in their soup today. I don't think they're I think both sides there were ready to move on for whatever reason. I don't know. It wasn't working. But I think both teams kind of feel good about the situation. He's a piece. He's not the piece anymore. So it'll be under for me.
What do you got him for 2022? I'm looking at 8 last year and 11 the year before.
Oh, sorry. So he had
double
2023. You know, what was he in 2023?
8.
Okay, in 2022 you had 11?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So yeah, I had it backwards. So he had 11 2 years ago, 8 last year.
And am I seeing Pro Bowler for each of the last 4 seasons?
Yeah, but Pro Bowler doesn't mean anything.
I understand that, but I just think, you know, the idea that he's fallen way off, I do wonder how engaged and locked in he was. We know that, you know, in the offseason, everything before, seemed to have been an issue, and it got tense between him and Josh Allen. Like, their relationship changed, and it was weird. It stood out because, again, he helped make Josh Allen. Like, how many times did we say, Josh Allen, this is why you go get a veteran receiver, because you can help that rookie quarterback. A guy who couldn't hit the side of a barn in terms of his accuracy in college, all of a sudden he's got Stephon Diggs. And let's be real, too, their relationship, like, what, you know, forget what he was for the Bills, because obviously I agree with you, it was headed downhill. I just think C.J. Stroud threw for 4,100 yards last year.
Right.
And if you give him a locked-in Stephon Diggs in an offense that's going to be wide open, even more so because now they might have a little bit more of a running game with Joe Mixon. Like, it's I say all that to say, look, I'm holding on to Keenan Allen, 31-32. There are guys – Mike Evans just put up one of his, you know, continues to be over 1,000 yards. I'm going to go – what's the number, 7.5? I'm going to go that's where he's at, about 8. Again, you're 2 years removed from 11, 10 the year before. I'm going to go that he gets 8 or more on this one.
I think we said it at 6.5. Was it 6.5, Brad?
I have 7.5.
Oh, 7.5. Okay,
7.5. Linesmith.
Yeah, I'm going to go under. And the reason
under 7.5, you should feel even better about that.
I'm going to go under 7.5 just because, again, the Texans went from 25-1 to win the Super Bowl to 17-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Right? So that is a meaningful move.
Man.
Age
stuff is interesting.
I love what the aggressiveness with the rookie, you know, with the quarterback on the rookie deal.
The aging receiver does not, but does that not? He doesn't have to be elite,
right? Exactly.
Right.
If he was the only thing there, that's where I'd say,
was the problem in Buffalo, right?
Exactly. They never could find the two.
Right. Yes, and so I think it's going to be a good thing for Stephon Diggs to basically not be the only source of production on the perimeter, right?
Yep.
So his numbers may suffer, but his team will be better in some way.
Again, what he can do for a young quarterback if he's locked in, right? If he's with you.
And he'll be totally –
and he has to be there.
I mean,
CJ's on his way to start
him. Wow, yeah.
I mean, to me, the only – it's like
– I love it for Houston.
To me, it's like you get traded to either Cincinnati or the Chiefs or the Texans.
Right.
Like, you go to any of those three destinations, and you're like, yo, let's go.
If you're Houston, you're thinking, why not us next year?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, their defense was really good.
Yes.
They added a stud running back. C.J. Stroud's going to be a year older.
Because they had no running game last year. Singletary had 1-2 games.
Exactly.
Everything else was on Stroud. It was terrible. He did all that without a run game last
year. Yeah, no, it's it's the Texans' stock is pointing up. There's no question
I'm
about that.
You, this is bad news in Jacksonville.
It's just like individually for Stephon Diggs.
For the whole rest of the
South. I think his numbers get better? I think it's going to be very hard for his numbers to get better. But do I think his offense will be better? There's just no doubt about that.
He was at 1429 2 years ago, 1183 last year. He could go down in yard, but go up in touchdowns.
He could.
Just because
he could.
Down there that he develops a trust with CJ.
Well, he's going to go down and, like, he's not going to have, 127 receptions.
No.
It's just there's
those
too many
days
miles
are over.
To
I'm
you
with
got,
you
you got
that.
Tank Dell.
But he's a steady over 100 dude and has been for four straight years.
For sure.
Really, 5 of the last 6. I guess injury was preventing that in one of them.
Yeah. So we'll see, exactly what – I mean, he comes in to be the number one,
Who lines up at receiver for the Buffalo Bills? Clearly, they will be in the draft looking at receiver at some point.
Yeah.
But that'll be a rookie. What they got out there, veteran wise? Who did you say they brought in?
They brought in Curtis Samuel, and they have
that young man's an accessory piece.
Khalil Shakir.
Who is the one?
Kincaid,
the tight end.
Yep. Who they line up at receiver? I mean, Kincaid could have a big year. He was good last year.
This is not good for Josh Allen.
No, it's definitely not.
Nobody knew him better than Stephon Diggs. Now, I know you can go back to last season, the disappointment, the end of it, and they weren't on the same page, but
Yeah, Kincaid had 73 receptions, 670 yards, 2 touchdowns, so that's going to go way up. He's gonna pretty much soak up all those targets for that Stephon Diggs is leading.
Is this offense better than the Bears on paper?
The Texans?
Yes.
It's interesting. I mean, because what you guys have that the Texans don't is Roschon Johnson.
Stop. I'm going to save this because you want to play. We have more over-under. We'll set this to the side and discuss it a later day. It's a conversation, bro.
Okay.
And a real one.
It is a real one. So we'll have that one later, folks. Stick around.
There are only 11 days remaining in the regular season of the NBA. We head into the final few games here, struggling, injured, tanking Grizzlies will be on the road tonight here on 92.9 against the Milwaukee Bucks, who are coming off of a just absolute ass loss to the Wizards.
You can't lose the Wizards anywhere. I don't care if it's on the road. You're right.
117-113, they lost the Wizards, and Doc Rivers looked like an ass himself. Margin of defeat for the Grizzlies. The line tonight, 13.5.
Over. Under.
Very important. Bane out again. Back soreness. And you won't have Vince Williams Jr., who's left patellar tendonitis continues to go on. It's the end of the season.
Right.
He'll be fine, hopefully, for next year.
Yeah.
Conchar, also doubtful, but I guess that means you're going to have Jaren Jackson Jr. for a 66th game tonight. I figure you might even slow that down if you were the Grizzlies at this point because he's reached 65. Although, sounds like, at least in terms of the voters, maybe that chance to make one of these all-defensive teams pretty slim for him this year. A lot of that based on where the Grizzlies are in the standings, probably. But
yeah.
All that said, Bucks have got to win big tonight, don't they? I mean, this is, you look at last night losing to the Wizards. That's one of those, as Brad just said, make you question everything you're doing. Losing to the Wizards, one of the worst teams in the league. So I expect them to be on high alert. And, again, the minutes for Jaren should start going down. Okay, you got Bane out tonight, too. No reason to go extra hard here, I'm not worried about cushion anymore and falling back with wins. Brooklyn, you got a nice little cushion there. Seems like you're firmly entrenched in this 7 spot. So let's just ease up. Bucks gonna cover that 13.5.
Yeah, it's
they got to.
Yeah, it's definitely.
I mean, it is the second night of a back to back for them,
and they got embarrassed. I mean, at this point, I have no idea what the Grizzlies are playing for. I mean, it was so. Why
shout out to Jaren for rolling back out there.
Yeah, why would they?
I'd at least give me a couple of games rest.
This is one of those games where it's like, are you just last day of school type? I don't know, bro. I'm ready
it's
for this
stay
to
away
be over.
For you, even on
oh,
the on
God,
just the
yeah.
the over under part here. You seem unsure.
Oh, I won't watch a single solitary.
Oh,
second
I'm not asking you to watch it.
I won't. Yeah, I don't really. It's hard for me to get inside the mind of like what would make the Grizzlies want to compete in this game. What would make them care?
Well, they've kind of stopped.
They have stopped. They've
kind of stopped lately.
Checked out.
That's what I'm rolling.
It does feel like that. That's a good observation.
It's going to be a massive first
Once
quarter.
Once they lost at
imagine.
Home to the Hornets, they got packed up at home to the Hornets a couple weeks ago. I was like, this is we've reached the end of the road here.
That's why I said, Jaren, why play more than 25 minutes tonight?
And they beat the Pistons.
What's the point at this point?
I will say the Bucks are weird, man. The Bucks are
they're very weird.
I mean, to lose to the Wizards. I mean, that as a 13-point favorite, I believe, there, too, that made absolutely no sense to me. I guess Damian Lillard didn't play. So he's in tonight?
I do not know.
Okay.
I don't have that yet.
Well,
the line certainly wouldn't indicate that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how the
– I didn't realize Lillard was out last night.
I guess he's not in. I guess he's probably not in. He's got a groin injury, so I assume they will not play him today. So I don't know. I mean, what is it, 13.5? It's an NBA game? I don't know, dude.
They start Patrick Beverley.
And Beverley sprain last night, too.
It's typically Beasley next to Damian Lillard. So last night he's starting for Dame. He's not typically in that starting lineup. They're
both nicked up, though, because he got injured last night, Beverley did. Yeah, I mean, who knows? This is anybody's guess.
Still got Middleton and Antetokounmpo. They roll.
That's a problem.
I'm telling you,
that's
fair. We're easing up off the pedal, John.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yep.
Playing out the string here. Nothing left to prove.
Yes.
It's time to hang it up,
guys. Do you play hard for the Gasol thing? Because you're on a back-to-back Saturday.
That's at home.
Yeah.
Of course.
You'll play hard Saturday.
That's what I'm saying. This finishes up this road trip.
Yep.
Just Just take the night off.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I would be with it. No question about it.
Oh, Taylor would be preaching effort, though.
Yeah, well, nobody needs to see that. Just lose every game the rest of the way and improve your chances. I mean, come on. Just stand down.
Let's go to the Memphis Tigers here. We had the Sharon Font news yesterday, but now we're on David Jones' watch. We stopped short of hitting the brother gone button yesterday when we came to David Jones. So big topic of conversation. We had the interview here. Words you can make out from David Jones in his interview from yesterday. Our lines guys have set this at 2.5 words.
Yeah, so we're going to play.
English isn't very good here, John.
We're going to play about a minute or so of this, and we'll see.
Wait, Brad, you haven't heard it?
I have yet to hear this. Okay, no, I have not heard the audio. I promise you I haven't.
We're going to play about a minute of this.
Okay.
All right, a minute or so.
This is from El Proximo de NBA de la
Marega Deportes.
First.
That's the network.
Okay.
And so he did an interview with he's home. He's in the Dominican Republic, and he did an interview about his future. And we're going to play about a minute or so of this.
All right.
And see how much we can pull out here.
¿Es verdad? Sí, me gradué en comunicación. Tengo mi degree en
¿cómo?
Bachillerato de ciencia.
Of course.
Una
licencia.
Un curso. Estoy como haciendo como un curso en
diplomado.
Diploma.
They get a graduate. Of course.
And sport management.
I got two.
Hey.
Sport management.
Deporte.
I think Brad and I are doing a good job translating.
Pasé de coach o un entrenador o algo.
Pero tú, ¿qué edad tú tienes?
22.
Pero para tu 22, entonces tú eres demasiado maduro, bro.
Yep.
Ya tú llegaste a la NBA. Porque que tú, donde tú saliste,
because,
si somos objetivos, de donde tú saliste.
Because. Yes.
Ya tú por lo menos tú tienes una carrera estadounidense.
Mm-hmm.
Ya tú vives de eso bien el resto de tu
tres,
vida.
Tres, como quien dice, que tengo.
Tres, eso en el peor de los casos.
Sí.
What's tango mean?
En el peor, tú
he
vas a tener
that a
una
lot.
Vida estable.
Yeah,
he has a lot.
Mediante.
Yes, money. Memphis gives him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that what he's saying right now?
Yes.
Juancho. ¿Qué es lo peor que puede pasar? Vamos a ver. ¿Qué es lo peor? Vamos a poner.
You have to tell me.
Que no te elijan. Y al otro día, Juancho va a tener que cambiar el teléfono porque lo van a llamar 300 gente de Europa. Un contrato millonario en euro. Tú tienes novia.
All right. Okay. Well, that's the gist of it.
¿Por qué?
All right, come
on. Let me translate for you. With
please.
Work, anything is possible. If I put in the same work or more work compared to what I did last summer, I can make next season better than this past season or equally as this past season.
That's what he was saying there?
Wow, that's good.
That was in there.
That was in the interview. That
right
was
off
what
the
he
rip.
Was saying at that moment.
Right
yeah,
off
no,
the rip.
In there. He said
it. Was her F, of course.
I mean, I need somebody. I heard a lot of tango, and I heard sport management.
Tango, but if I have. Did you hear me tell you I have? That's tango.
Yeah, I heard that.
What about moolah? Was moolah
if I have
mentioned?
The opportunity to earn good money in the NBA, I'll go.
Yes.
Ah.
Which, he might. He might. I don't know. Mm. Yeah, I only this heard two
weird.
Words in there
great
that
work,
I can make
Jason.
Out.
It's not my work. I have to attribute it to the person and credit it to the person that did. It's Parth's work
so
over at the data.
Hey, Parth
was
a,
yes, that is not my. Although Mrs. Truitt, back my old middle school Spanish teacher,
yep.
she would be ashamed if I couldn't get more than what was the number at 2.5?
2.5.
That's ridiculous. I was pulling it out of there,
dude,
y'all.
You got tango.
Because
you were over.
You heard me say poor K. Point out poor K. Two.
Because
that's two.
Okay.
Yep. All right. I need a third.
I told
number
you.
Number two.
I told you. He talked about Memphis. Yep.
Number three.
Not yeah. in that
did
clip,
did you hear
though.
Diploma,
not in that
fool?
Clip. I did hear. I hear,
oh,
yes.
No. All you heard was sports management because that was in English.
Yes.
I think it was over.
Yeah.
Do you think it was
yeah,
over,
it was definite
John?
Over.
Yeah, it was 100% over.
And I understood many sentences.
Yes.
Many sentences.
I didn't understand. I didn't understand a single sentence.
He talked a lot about how good he's got it at Memphis.
Wow.
But not in the clip that we played, though. He did talk about it. Generally.
How long is that clip?
It's an hour and 30 minutes. It's a whole interview.
Who I've pulled, Parth and I have pulled out the important parts for you.
Yes, Parth did it.
Yes, Parth did this.
I would,
and it's in the Daily
actually,
Memphis.
That's
if you
incredibly
guys
impressive.
I think YouTube does it for him.
Oh, does
it's,
it?
It's okay, on so the not, screen.
Are you sitting up here thinking Parth literally translated that
yes.
word for word without
this
any
is
help?
Chat GPT
like with
era.
A book, bro, like going through each word
or
a translator?
Me? Well, it okay, so what it does is this is what it does for you. It does the subtitles in Spanish.
He said YouTube did
yeah.
it.
Yeah, there you go. And then you translate.
And I'm assuming this is a pretty tight translation because he's talking about at the university level, I don't pay rent because the rent is taken care of with my scholarship check. Food and everything else, doctor visits, clothes is free.
Right.
In the NBA, there are things you have to pay for in your day-to-day life, like a doctor's visit if you get sick or injured. When you become a professional, it comes out of your pocket. But, and this is the quote I said earlier, if I have the opportunity to earn good money in the NBA, I'll go. I'll bet you David Jones knows the number
Man,
that the University
smart.
Of Memphis is going to work to try to offer him for next year. And as he tests the waters, he'll see if he can go meet that mark.
Right. That's exactly what he should do.
It sounds very favorable. He's thought this through.
Let's use what I heard from the last show. I mean, Jeff thought it sounded encouraging. In terms of whether or not you think he'll come back. I mean, what he said about Memphis and his situation is very specific. And what it didn't sound like, or at least the part that Parth pulled out, he talked about Memphis taking care of him, not college and the possibility of you talk about being back at Memphis. So it seemed Memphis or pros is my point here, not dealing with anything else. Like we've seen, guys come and go. Could he jump in the transfer portal at this point? It may be one or the other. But that's listen, Penny said 60 to 70%. David Jones seems like he was awfully happy with the way things went in terms of, the off the court. He wanted to win more, make a run, win more individual awards, he said. Maybe that could help him. The best thing going for you ain't what he said. It's the fact that he's not on any mock draft boards.
Right.
So what? So 650,000. Mm-hmm. 700,000.
Mm-hmm.
Could he get it?
I mean, he'd get it from somewhere. Could he get it from Memphis?
No, I'm saying NBA. Oh. I'm saying if Memphis is saying, here, maybe Memphis says 500. Maybe all that Memphis could do is 500, half a million dollars. Either way, maybe that ends up being more here again because you do not – David Jones was an honorable mention All-American, is not listed on any mock drafts.
Mm-hmm.
He's still going to have to go the hard route, undrafted, okay? So it's all about where that number is for Memphis. I mean, Memphis probably got a little bit of leverage here too, I guess, just from that aspect of it, in the sense that, well, if you're not on any boards, mm-hmm. We're not going to go crazy. We gotta go get nine other guys. Will be interesting though, because
right.
he does. He gives you the pros and cons of it.
Yeah,
and he basically says it for you. If I get a good enough money in the NBA, I'll go.
Exactly,
because he can get some darn. You better believe it's going to be pretty good for Memphis.
Exactly. So we'll see. I'm now seeing what you're talking about, though. So you can auto-generate the subtitles.
Yeah. You go to the closed caption.
No, it's good work because, again, it's good work. I mean,
he found the interview, right?
Yeah.
He found the thing. But it's amazing the technology, how YouTube can
Who
just.
Who knew, John? I mean, he's teaching, the new tools that the journalists have these days, John.
It is amazing.
We're old dinosaurs.
Because I thought you had to listen and write down, what is this?
This man really, that would have taken all day. It's an hour-long interview, you said.
Wow. Exactly. It would have. There's no doubt.
I trust in part that he has pulled out the most important parts here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got to imagine a lot of it's about, David Jones and his life
yes.
down there.
Yes.
More personal stuff as opposed to what the decision yet. So I imagine we got the good stuff.
But, you know, what I've learned, too, from over the, like...
Everything is free here.
Everything is free here for David Jones, yes. But also the Dominican people who live in the Dominican Republic are crazy about basketball. This video has
we saw that for the game.
Yes.
In the exhibition
yes.
game.
Yes. Yes.
It was packed. The live stream was going crazy watching it.
19,000 views on YouTube. Like they really, really are invested in basketball down there.
Who is their best?
Cat, probably.
That's right. Is that? Yeah, he's DR.
Uh-huh.
Sure is. Huh.
That's
right. He was Lester. Was he on their team in FIBA?
Yeah.
That's right. You remembered that. Made you look smart there.
I can tell you. I can tell you.
Because you remembered
anything.
The FIBA. Yeah, because you were so locked in on FIBA.
I mean, Lester's in that discussion. He didn't play last night, unfortunately, for the Warriors, but he's in that discussion as well. So, and David Jones may be in that discussion, to be honest, based on what he's doing. So, anyway, we'll talk to Mark Giannotto about this, get his thoughts on Memphis basketball, all that, and more on the other side. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Estamos de vuelta, Jason y John. Acompañado en hora por Mark Giannato, columnista deportivo de The Commercial Appeal.
That's pretty good. Wow. That's
yeah.
pretty good.
Yeah, y'all didn't know I had it like that.
Yeah. Even had a little, little flair to it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like you have to have the flair, otherwise it's going to sound fake. And then I'm like, if it has the flair, is it offensive? I hope not. Like, whatever. I've been canceled about 15 different times. What's 16? I said, we're back. Jason and John, joined now by Mark Giannato, sports comms for The Commercial Appeal. Per Google Translate.
That's impressive.
That's what it said. So I hope that was right. I hope that seems right enough. Join us every Wednesday. Read MacArthurPill.com. Listen to him every afternoon from 2 until 4 with Giannato and Jeffrey. Okay, so I guess there's two bits of news. There's maybe three bits of news. I don't know how many bits of news there are.
There's lots of bits.
Ryan Silverfield contract extension.
Okay.
Really modest in terms of raises, escalators, you would say, right?
Well, I don't know. When you really – so we got a copy of the full contract like yesterday afternoon. And when you really read through it, I think it's a pretty good deal for Ryan Silverfield. Yes, you're right. The raises, ultimately, they're essentially paying him like a top four coach in the league now. Whereas they in terms of pay.
Yep.
But the assistant coach salary pool went up. And – it has these clauses where essentially what they're saying is if you have a year like last season, like that's good. We're good with that. You're getting a one-year extension every time you have a season like that. That's what the clause is. Is if he wins 9 games, they tack on a year to his contract. And it's like, that's a pretty good deal to me. Like, because yes, last season was an accomplishment. It also wasn't like you didn't have to. It wasn't super difficult to reach that plateau.
No.
In fact, you could have gone 8-4 and won the bowl game, and you still get to 9 wins. There's also a clause he gets a 2-year extension if he wins 10 games and gets to the conference championship game, which means, like, winning 10 games and getting the conference championship game, we've said that's kind of the standard for success. Like, that's the – you got to be in to me, to call this a successful season, given the expectations people have and what you have back and kind of Seth Hennigan and his fourth year and all that, like – to me, like you need to be in that conference championship game, and more than likely, you're a 10-win team if you're in the conference championship. Well, suddenly, yesterday's 5-year contract is really a 7-year contract. I think it's a pretty good deal for Ryan Silverfield. Now, you do keep...
We kept in the 60%.
You keep the 60%.
So very important.
You're protected if he has another... He has back-to-back 6-6 seasons again.
That's like, how much
that you're protected. And so, I don't think it's a... Ultimately, if he has the year we're thinking Memphis has this year, it'll be a good deal.
Right.
It'll be viewed as a good deal. And if he doesn't, you won't view it as a good deal. That's really what it comes down to, I think. If he's a...
What if it flops? Would 60% of It'd be 6 million.
What are you talking about flopping?
What if he absolutely flopped on his head and won five or six games? $6 million wouldn't keep that. That's why. That's where.
I bet you, I would be stunned with what's remaining. I would be stunned if he is fired after this season, given
even
this contract he just signed. Yes,
you would owe $6 million.
He'd have to go. He'd have to go like 2-10 like that. Three. Maybe if he missed a bowl, I could see a scenario where someone is so disgusted that they went from college football playoff that they'd pay. It seems to be $10 million next after this season to fire him.
60% of that, though, right?
Oh, excuse me, 60% of 10 million. Yeah, you're right.
$6 million, bro.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
doable. Again, I'm not rooting.
They didn't
for that.
Do it 2 years ago.
But you need
and
to know where the fallout is.
I know, but I just think they don't. But
we were on a. I mean, you called it even a hot seat last year. Well, I know it got to 10 wins.
Would
but
I have given him this contract? No, I would not have given him this contract.
You and I pretty much on the same page when it comes in. I agree with you. This is a good deal for him.
Yes.
Because you're going to fall into 9 or 10 wins next year, probably.
I think it ultimately
with what you've got back,
guarantees but him two
he's not going to fly.
It guarantees him 2 more years. I think that's what this contract does. More like I would be stunned if they were to fire him after next season, even if next season you could maybe if they were to not be in a bowl game, maybe he would get maybe I could see some that scenario playing out because of how high the expectations are this year. But if he like goes 7 and it's going to be really hard to go not more, like he going to win at least 8 games. At least.
Even if
things go horribly, I think this year.
I believe that.
You know, like, and there's a good chance they're really good. Like, I think, you know, the college football playoff is in play, but I do think they should be in the conference championship game. Like, that is where I'm at with this team this year. They should be in with a chance to hopefully, you know, I think it's like a lot to ask them to go undefeated, to just lose to Florida State and go undefeated in conference play. But, like, ultimately, I would like to see that. I think the team is set up to be a 10-2 team going into the conference championship game.
It should be in the contract that if they don't make the conference championship game this year, Ryan should have to give some of the money back. That's how easy this should be.
Let's be real. I would say that all.
What
of
are
it,
we talking?
I can't, across
is it,
the board. At
is it a singular bonus for just making the conference, or was it that and 10 wins? I don't remember.
It's 10 wins and making the conference championship.
There's not a singular bonus just for making. Tell me there's not a singular bonus just for making the conference title game.
Well, if there's a monetary bonus, right? He does get – like
by itself, just making it.
When he wins 8, 9 – anytime he passes 8 wins –
Well, with that amount of wins,
he's going to get a bonus of some kind. But the to me, the key clauses are – the essentially rollover clauses of if he wins 9 games for the entirety of this contract, when he wins 9 games, he gets an extra year tacked onto the deal.
They got that Kevin Keats type deal.
Yes, and if he wins 10, now he can only get this rollover clause once, it's stipulated in the contract, but if he wins 10 games and goes to the conference championship game, which is very much in play this year, he gets a 2-year extension on the deal. But he can only do that, only can happen once. So, like, it's essentially saying if you have the year we think you're going to have this year, or we hope you're going to have this year, this 5-year contract becomes a 7-year contract, really. Like, he'll go into next year with 6 years on his deal. And so it's banking on him living up to the expectations this year, that he's going to build on what he did last year. Mm-hmm. And if he does, like I said, if he goes out and, like, wins the AAC this year, I'm not even talking about the college football playoff because some of that is, you know, like, if some, you know, I don't expect them to go undefeated and someone could go undefeated. But if he wins the AAC this year.
When he wins the AAC.
The deal will look like a good deal. And if he falls short, if it's like an 8 or 9 win season, people are going to go, it's going to be the same feeling of the last 3-4 years of, like, some people think it's like this is, you know what, he won 8-9 games. And then some people are going to be like, we should, you know, this was a team that's supposed to be in the college football playoff or whatever. You know, like it'll be the same feeling. But if he builds on what he did last year, like I said, I think it'll be, you'll go, man, we got this guy who's had two good years in a row on a pretty affordable deal ultimately moving forward. And so that's where it kind of, that's where, we'll see how this year plays out. I think, like, to me, this year determines whether the deal is a good deal or not a good deal.
Better have Seth in bubble wrap.
Right now, feels like a really good deal for Ryan Silverfield, given the fact that, like, he didn't really – he won one big game last year, the bowl game.
Right.
And was dealing with, frankly, like, a divided fan base. And he's got a deal that's, you know, like I said, gives him quite a bit of security. Even if he just wins 9 games this year, it becomes another. If he just does what he did last year, he can be the coach at Memphis forever. That's what they're saying in this contract.
Did you hear that, Jason?
If it extends every time you win 9 games,
not win the American again.
If you win 9 games, you get an extra year tacked onto the deal.
That's terrible.
That means literally, if he wanted to, he would be under contract.
I mean, what are we talking about here? If he doesn't win a conference title this year, does what they did, what was it, fourth? Be sick.
I mean, they did. That's only the fourth time in program history they won 10 games.
Man, you keep talking. You had it in your column again today. I know that.
Yeah, you don't like that.
No, because as Mark said, and you just agreed with, only one of those games was a big win, and it was at the end of a damn season. I give them all the credit in the world because that actually helped you say, okay, their trajectory's pointed upwards. You did something historically that means something here. But there was one big win that whole season, man. To Mark's point, you do what you did last year, finish fourth, and you're locking in some more? That's terrible. Terrible. But I guess their concession is, as long as we get to keep the 60%.
The concession is, if he goes 6-6 again, you know, if he...
But we're going to have this 60% clause in here if you flunk it, we'll get up out of here with $6 million.
It's very clear, especially after the way the season ended, they decided within this negotiation they had to make some concessions. And I think the third year on this deal, right off the bat, was probably a concession. And it certainly seemed like this clause is not a clause previous Memphis football coaches had. The 9-win, like Mike Norvell didn't have that in his contract, I don't believe. That's a new thing. It's not unprecedented. You know, other coaches have had... You know, like you mentioned, Kevin Keats had something similar.
Yeah.
The
ACC tournament win. Yeah. Unlocks 2 more years.
And maybe this was inspired by that. I don't know. But
9 wins in the AAC winning the ACC tournament.
It's
2 different things.
I think it is a good deal for Ryan, even though most coaches don't have the 60% clause. Yeah. You know, like most coaches don't have that in their deals.
That's our protection.
This
conversation
to
makes
me,
John so uncomfortable.
He's going to be the
doesn't
coach.
Make me uncomfortable. Yeah.
He's going to be the coach for the next 2 years at least with this contract. We're going to win big. And if he wins big, like I said, it's going to be thought of as a good deal if he wins big.
If you win, you represent, you know, Group of 5 in college football playoff, man.
Even if he just wins the AAC. I'm just telling you, if he wins the AAC.
Just win the AAC. That's not very exciting.
Well,
it's going to be tougher.
If you go 10-2 and win the AAC, you're going to go into that selection show going, man, I think you might not get it. It'll be like SMU last. I'm just giving you the scenario of what happened last year.
Well,
SMU was a 10-2 AAC.
Like it. He just doesn't like the soup you're feeding.
Yeah. No, I can't wait because I'm going to be the first one around here.
I'm going to put I'm going to put Ryan Silverfield's contract in terms that you can understand.
This man wanted to give up a couple years ago.
Toda la vida.
Now, here's what I'll say.
All right? You know what that means?
Remember when you want to shut
lifetime.
The program down?
Toda la vida.
So if he wins the AAC.
Who told you don't?
And if he goes to the college football playoff and or. So, like, both scenarios. Just winning the AAC and, like, you know, let's say someone else goes undefeated and you don't get the Group of 5 bid. Or the scenario we go to the college football playoff. I actually think it's more likely he gets a different job if you don't make the college football playoff because it's going to be hard, you know, like if you're playing in the playoff when teams want to be hiring people, like it ends up being, you know, like the whole, I mean, it's a big what-if scenario at this point, but it is very interesting that he is in position, Ryan, to be the rare coach who really can turn the tide in his favor after it seemed like people, you know, had given, like, I keep saying it, and I'm not totally sold that, like, he's the guy. Like I said, I don't know. I wouldn't have given him this contract. I would have said, you got your team back already. You don't need a contract extension right now.
Right.
You got 2 years left on your deal. I think that's the approach I would have taken, but.
No, John wouldn't have it.
He could make the argument, the reason I kept the team together is because I told him I'm getting a contract extension. You know, like that could be part of it.
I will say he has done a magnificent job of. I mean, like that's the piece of it that I think he has an objectively good job.
I think the stability of how he runs the program day to day, I know from talking to Laird Veach, like that is appreciated. Like that it is, yes, some of the those 6-6 seasons were rocky on the field. It has not been rocky off the field for that program by and large.
Don't look over here. Don't do that.
No, I think I'm that's. Not, that but does shame. That does that mean he deserves a rollover clause in his contract? Does that mean like? Again, I don't know.
It's been quiet since the party bus, hasn't it?
I would have wanted
it. Very quiet. It's been very quiet since party bus.
Retention bonus.
I would have wanted to see him live up to the expectations of this season before giving him a contract extension. Because ultimately, he is a 2 or 3 game losing streak away from having everyone yelling at him all over.
Exactly.
Again. Like that is, and now you've made it, you know, $6 million more expensive to, you know, deal with that if that's what it comes to. Now,
right.
Again, maybe keeping him happy, and because obviously if he didn't get a contract extension, he would have been not a happy guy, you know, going into this season.
But we said he had no leverage. He could just be unhappy.
Yeah. Like, no, I agree. I agree. But
checking for Ryan.
If you want, I mean, ultimately, I think this current administration wants Ryan Silverfield to be its head coach. Like, they believe in him. And they like the way he operates the program, and I think everyone over there thinks they are going to win the AAC this year. Like, I think that is in their mind. Like, we're going to go win the AAC this year. And when we do, like, I think the perception of Ryan will be totally different. Mm. Like, he will, you know, like, the greater perception. If he's able to do that, like, I'll be willing to say, like, I was wrong. If he goes and wins the AAC this year, I will be willing to go say, like, I was wrong. Because I would never have guessed a year ago that he was a coach capable of taking this program and winning the AAC and being, you know, like...
But there's nothing
being
in
the group
anymore.
Of five represented. Like, well, no,
it's
but
gotten
you,
weaker.
What do you mean? If you win the AAC, you're going to have a chance... You're going to go into that selection show thinking, we might be in the playoff.
I'm just saying...
And if you fall... Like, I don't want to say it's playoff or bust for the success of the season. I don't think that's fair because making the playoff from a group of five league, especially one that's... The AAC has taken a hit. It's not going to be like 2-3 years ago
where
you win
the
AAC.
And you're automatically the group of five representative,
but
or
like,
would be.
But like last year,
those days
if
are
they
done.
Had the season SMU had last year, this year, like that is a fan. Basically, SMU won every AAC game they played last year and didn't make the playoff. Like that would be, you know, like, and I don't want to like shut the door on that sort of scenario where like, you know, Coastal Carolina goes undefeated, and, you know, you just, the subjective college football playoff committee selection process ends up costing you a playoff spot.
But don't those Mountain West teams have an advantage now because in their schedule will be the...
Yes, but they also tend to beat up on each other. Like, ultimately, the Mountain West, you know, I think the Mountain West, its biggest issue is not that it was considered worse than the AAC over the years. It's that most of the time their champion was like a 2-3 loss team all the time. And that's what they were viewed as an equal to the AAC, but their teams beat up on each other. And more so than the, you know, like the AAC, it did happen to a certain extent sometimes, but like, you know, UCF and Tulane recently, like they didn't get beat up on, so to speak. They didn't lose, you know, random games like sometimes those Mountain West teams do. So it's a fascinating time for the program. I do think like it feels like they're in the right place at the right time, like as a program. Like the playoff is opening for Group of Fives, and here they are geared up with what looks like the best team since 2019. Like on paper, looks like should be the best team since 2019, and a team capable of doing what that team did, going 11-1. And this time, instead of going to the Cotton Bowl, going to a playing against the 5 seed in the 12-team playoff. And so it's an exciting time. And if they can live up to some of that, most of that, like I said, that contract, I think you'll look at it as like a good contract. That's what it comes down to. And if it doesn't,
right.
You know, you've made it $6 million more expensive if he doesn't live up to it. Now, the issue is, again, if he's going 8-4 every year and winning a bowl game, you're locked in with him. You're not going to, like, that is your coach
until
he wants to leave. Like, there could be a scenario where that plays out. And that, frankly, that would be my best guess at what this is. Like, ultimately, like, I think he's going to have a good year this year. You know, we'll see. You know, I'm hopeful that they're going to be in the championship game. But ultimately, I'm not sold on him being, like, you know, the coach, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he's got a chance to prove it. Like, he's got a chance to prove a lot of people wrong in the community, including myself, this season and moving forward.
All right, Memphis basketball status report. How are we feeling?
It's like a holding pattern. I mean, there's so many kids in the portal and so many more that are going to go into the portal. Like, do you really, like, unless you're really sure about someone, do you really take, are you really taking a commitment right now? I don't know. You know, like, I don't know what the, or it could be because so few people are taking commitments, maybe now is the time. You know, last year it felt like in terms of getting talent, waiting was the best case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
To me, where you really start to get, you know, the portal doesn't close till what, middle of May. This is ultimately because David Jones is going to figure so prominently into how this all goes. You're not going to get a decision from him till June. Like, he's going to go through, he said in that interview yesterday, I thought the only news of it, like, it was interesting hearing his mindset, but the only kind of news of it was a confirmation, like, he made it pretty clear he's going to go through the NBA draft process. He's going to go to workouts. Like, that was obvious.
Do that. Yeah.
But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not going to get a real answer from him until June. And, like, ultimately, having him and not having him completely changes the complexion of what you're trying to build, you know, what you're building and what type of player you need.
You didn't think how satisfied he sounded with the situation at Memphis just in terms of it being so taken care of, and it almost sounded like, I'd be good next year.
Listen,
but that didn't sound encouraging.
I've been hopeful that he's going to return the entire time. I wrote it on Selection Sunday. Like, and he was one of the few guys on the team who openly talked about, like, he wanted to play in the NCAA tournament. Like, he talked about it more than most of them on that team. And two, I think he's going to make more at Memphis than if he goes and plays professionally next year.
I do too.
And I came away, I don't know if encouraged is the right word, because it's ultimately just like a translated interview. But, like, nothing he said in that interview made me go, oh, he's not coming back to Memphis. Like, if anything, it made it seem like, what I think it is, it's either he's not going to go to another school. He's not going to enter the portal, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think he's either going to go to Memphis or he's going to play professionally, and we'll wait and see till June. But I feel pretty comfortable that Memphis is going to be offering more than the professional route. And my gut tells me they won't get beat out by another school money-wise even for David Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And as I wrote a few weeks ago, like, that to me is the best path forward. I know, like, you lost Sharon Font yesterday, and that was, you know, I think you'd rather keep him than lose him at this point. He was, I think he had potential, and just, like, having a few guys back would have been, you know, better. But if you have Jones, I just think it's much easier to build out the team. You know, like, you can go, you know who your lead dog is.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and you basically need, like, you know, you need to surround him with playmaker, a guy, you know, someone who's not going to be ball dominant at the point guard position, someone who's really going to facilitate, and a wing who can really defend. Like, you know that from what you've seen from him the past year.
Well, like, does P.J. Haggerty fit that then? Because P.J. needs that ball, and he's a scorer. He wouldn't necessarily fit the type of point guard that you just laid out, right, just in terms of scoring. But he does a lot of
– Didn't he also lead the AAC in assists too, though?
Yeah. Just do a lot more of that.
But yeah. I mean,
he averaged 20-something points.
I also think,
like,
his
he was unbelievable.
I also think his numbers were a reflection of, like, literally there's no one else on that team. You know, like, ultimately.
Oh, yeah, but we did the whole thing where you took a lot of shots on bad teams, and then you came here, and things fell apart because, again, guys expected a lot of shots again, and they didn't necessarily fall into those roles you had hoped they would.
I think
you did that.
I only bring that up because I had kind of envisioned that as a fit, but now that I, you know, now that you bring up what you think they need there.
To me, isn't it you're getting a point guard, he's your two, and
I mean,
David's
your
three.
It seems like great backcourt to me.
And David's your three.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.